directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
The same global initiative under the UN which sought to correct COVID disinformation online is now shifting focus to combating climate disinformation.
At the Department of Global Communications, this will be a key preoccupation as we adapt the United Nations Verified Initiative.
The UN's Undersecretary for Global Communications, Melissa Fleming, she says the initiatives will be targeted at ensuring digital literacy for youth, as well as sending out UN info blasts about climate. Similar messaging efforts were taken during the COVID-19 pandemic. SpaceX founder Elon Musk is the focus of a National Labor Relations Board complaint filed against the aerospace company. The company is being accused of firing 8 employees who publicly criticized the billionaire tech entrepreneur and their boss in a 2022 letter. The letter was in relation to sexually suggestive tweets made by Musk, along with criticism about how his statements did not match with company policy. There's been no immediate response from SpaceX noted on the filing. Multiple charges against Jackson Mahomes, the brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, are being dropped by a judge in Kansas. He was accused of forcibly kissing the owner of an Overland Park restaurant back in 2023. Jackson Mahomes, now a social media influencer, still faces one misdemeanor, which will go to trial in March. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Week 18 of the NFL season is here, and tons of things are riding on the last day of the season. Started off on Saturday, a couple of games there, and then obviously a full docket of games throughout the day today. And then obviously the big one, Monday, is the national championship game. We do have a heck of a game. Michigan and Washington will be going at it. So a lot to dive into in that sense, a lot to get into in the sports world in general, NBA basketball in full throttle. Lots of things happening there. The Boston Celtics continuing to impress and look really good. My Milwaukee Bucks, not so much. So I got some thoughts and opinions about that. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, my friend?
I am doing really good, just trying to get over a little sickness that fell my way this week. But, hey, what about C.J. Stroud and the job he's done down there in Houston and the new head coach? I mean, we'll talk about that, but that was what they've done in Houston is impressive to me.
Yeah, I agree, man. C.J. Stroud is the real deal. I'm pretty bold in my thinking on this kid. I think he's going to be a top five quarterback very, very soon in this league. So you and I are on the same page, man. C.J. Stroud impresses. The Houston Texans win. The Pittsburgh Steelers win. They beat the Baltimore Ravens. So we'll dive into all that stuff. But on the other side, we're going to hook up with our professional sports, John Poulter. We'll talk hockey. We'll get that out of the way so we can get back into football, football, football. It's week 18, baby, of the NFL. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports. Andy Dorf. We'll be back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing. Until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
The Bay Area's favorite tribute to Tom Petty. Petty Theft brings their 20th anniversary tour to the Mystic Theater in Petaluma, Saturday, April 8th. Petty Theft, for an evening celebrating the music of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Petty Theft,
a show not to miss.
Tickets are on sale now, available at mystictheater.com.
All righty, Hey, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, guiding you through another one, which, by the way, always live, man. We never stop working. We love you people way too much. 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday morning. We do it no matter what, people. Someone's going to show up for you. You might as well, if you want to, show up for us. That's fine at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on the XYZ. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, let's welcome in our first guest of the day, none other than John Poulter, our professor of sports. We talk hockey and baseball with you. Today, we're going to talk some hockey. Good morning, John. How are you? Happy New Year, by the way, as well.
Thank you, Andy. Happy New Year to you. Good morning, and Happy New Year, and good morning to you as well, Mike.
All right, so I just got to get this out right away because I saw the play the other night with Connor Bedard, and I'll tell you what, man, he took a shot to the face, broke his jaw. I believe the guy who hit him, Smith, if I'm not mistaken, nails him, gets him pretty good. Tough break for Connor, right? I mean, at the end of the day, we want this kid on the ice. We don't want this kid not playing, and that's not good for hockey, if you ask me, John. What say you?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Didn't see the game live, did see the highlights. Could have been a lot worse. You know, anytime you get a shot to the head, you know, you hate to say that when a guy walks away with a broken jaw, he might have dodged a bullet, but in this day and age, with the size of these players and the speed at which they move and the hits that they take, it could have been a lot worse. It could have been a head injury. It could have been a concussion, which could potentially hurt him for years. I think the normal return time on a broken jaw is about 5 to 6 weeks. The big problem there, of course, is that you spend most of that time on liquid food. So when you come back, you have some time not only getting your body back in shape, but you also have to worry about your nourishment. So it's a bit of a tough break. Big selling ticket for the NHL in a big market on what is actually a very poor team that he makes semi-respectable. They're going to miss him. He's going to be missed in rinks around the league because he's always a hot ticket whenever he goes to another rink. So a bad break for everybody, but let's hope that he is okay, and let's hope that he learns a little bit from this, that the game is much faster than what he was used to in junior and international play, and let's hope he's back real soon.
Yeah, keep your head up and always have your eyes open because you just never know what's coming at you. Hey, one more thing I want to point out, and then Mike jump into the conversation with us, but it's interesting when I think about it, the two hottest teams in the league right now, one being the Florida Panthers, right, because they've won 7 straight, and then the other is the Winnipeg Jets, who have now won 5 straight and are on top in the Western Conference above the Avalanche and the Stars, and obviously the Panthers still trailing the Boston Bruins. But my point here is, it's like, could we be any more opposite? You got the two hottest teams, one being from Florida, one being from Canada. Come on, man. Like, what's going on in the NHL in general with the climates and all that stuff? Florida being a hot team and then Winnipeg being the other hottest team in the league right now. Just dynamic-wise, it just seems interesting to me, John.
Yeah, it does. And you know, you're talking about winning streaks, and let's not forget that the Edmonton Oilers have won 7 in a row, and the Seattle Kraken, Mike will be happy to hear this, have just won their 6th in a row. So 4 teams with some pretty good winning streaks. Florida got to the Stanley Cup Final last year, looked like a pretty good team after a slow start last season. Didn't start this season very quickly, but the last month or so, they've been extremely hot. I think they're 8-2 in their last 10 games, and as you mentioned, 7 wins in a row. Starting to put some pressure on the Boston Bruins, only 2 points behind the Bruins. They have played 3 more games than, than Boston, 39 versus 38. So a little bit of an advantage to Boston there, but we know that Boston's been struggling lately, had a 4-game losing streak about 10 days ago. 5-3-2 in their last 10, so those Bruins can be had. I expect the Bruins will probably want to do a little bit of shoring up between now and the trade deadline at the end of February. that's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch. But Florida, I think, is definitely a team to be looked at. And you point out the Winnipeg Jets, and you know, it's even more impressive when you look at the fact that they're actually ahead of the Colorado Avalanche and have played two less games than Colorado. So you know how what I think about the Colorado Avalanche. So to say that the Winnipeg Jets are ahead of them and have played two less games, I think speaks volumes of how good the Jets are playing right now.
Good morning, and good morning, John. Happy New Year. Excuse my voice. I'm just kind of getting over some stuff that has not been too fun the past week. But here's my thing. Like, look, we talk about, you know, the Kraken winning six in a row, and that's great. But at the top of that division is Vancouver. And you know me, I have something, affinity for some teams that come out of the Pacific Northwest because that's where I'm from. What's it going to take for Vancouver to get to the Stanley Cup this year? I would love to see, if it's not the Kraken, I would love to see the Vancouver Canucks in that Stanley Cup final.
Well, we've talked about the Canucks a number of times over the course of the season, and you know, several times I've mentioned that I think that the coaching aspect, with Rick Tocchet taking over there mid-season last year, it took him a little while to get things going. But I think you folks know that, you know, I've always thought of Rick Tocchet as a very good coach. I was a little bit surprised and a little bit disappointed that the Coyotes decided to part ways with him. I thought that he was probably one guy that might be able to help turn the Coyotes around. He's got some great talent in Vancouver. He's got them playing well. They're getting good goaltending from Demko. I think they're going to have a tough road because they're looking at a division and a conference with a lot of other good teams, including Andy's favorite team, the Vegas Golden Knights. Los Angeles Kings have slumped a little bit lately. They've lost four in a row, but they're still hanging in there. That's still a pretty good team. I think Vancouver has to just continue to play consistently, Mike, and not make too many mistakes, and Tocchet still has to keep coming up with good game plans.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey. Hey, John, I'm just kind of noticing something that seems interesting to me anyway, at least in my head. I'm looking at some of these teams that are now bottom feeders that used to be on the top of things, like the Pittsburgh Penguins, like the Washington Capitals, maybe even the New Jersey Devils, right? Like, they're at the bottom of their division now. You look around at some of the other teams that also, like, let me look at, for instance, the Minnesota Wild. Like, what happened to them? They were contending years ago for getting into the playoffs and competing. So what's happening with the shift in the NHL with some of these teams that used to be contenders and now they're pretenders?
Well, I think a part of it, Andy, is the salary cap issue. You know, we all know that when athletes have good years, they get good paychecks when their contracts come due. Minnesota got themselves caught up in a bit of a nasty cap issue because they're still retaining salary on a couple of guys, Parise and Suter. I think this is the last year that they have those contracts on the books. So they're a little bit handicapped in terms of being able to go out and sign good players. The Wild, to me, have been a big disappointment. 100-point team last year in that race with Colorado and Dallas right down to the last weekend. I expected them to be better, but, you know, to the point we talked about a few minutes ago, the Winnipeg Jets have played so well. They've gone to the top. Somebody else has got to be pushed down. It's Minnesota. Pittsburgh has been a disappointment all year. That's a team that I just can't figure out. They've got some great players. They've got some really good core stars, Crosby, Malkin, Carlson, but they're just not getting there. And, you know, they're currently in seventh place in their division, shortly behind the Washington Capitals. I think they're tied with Washington, other than the fact that Pittsburgh has played one more game. But the Islanders and the Devils are ahead of them in that division and for the wild card hunt. So Pittsburgh's got to pick up their steps a little bit and get back into this. But when you've got Sidney Crosby on your team, don't ever think that there's never going to be a spot where they got a chance to win 6 out of 8 and get themselves right back into that division.
Well, I hear that music. I guess we got to get to the break. John, appreciate your time today. We'll catch up with you next week if that's all right. We got to talk a little bit about the national football game that's happening on Monday. So our time is a little tighter than it normally would be, if that's all right.
No problem. My pleasure as always, guys. We'll chat next week.
Have a super duper day. Yes, we'll catch up with you next week. Good info on the NHL. And man, oh man, we will get to a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that national championship game because it's that time. My dog's going crazy. He wants to get outside. So there goes Katie to let him out. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
People, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We may get serenaded by my Siberian Husky here as well today, Mike, because it's raining, as you know. At least it is raining in my part of the Valley of the Sun, and he wants to get out there and play in the mud and get all kinds of crazy. So if you hear a little bit of howling, it's not going to be Mike Wilson's dogs today, potentially, anyway. It's going to be my dog, Siberian Husky, going a little crazy on me because he wants to get out there and play in the mud. I ain't mad at him, but I'm kind of mad at him. All right, so anyways, getting back to what we do, which is talk sports. Michigan playing Washington, and obviously different paths for both of these teams to get here, Mike, right? Like, Michigan had the, what do we want to call it? The issue with signs and this and that and the other and questioning Jim Harbaugh. Yeah, you know, so that situation with Jim Harbaugh. And then the other side, Washington, dealing with, like, seriously, man, the last year of being the Pac-12 and this conference just folding and collapsing. And, you know, Washington is repping pretty darn well, if you ask me. I mean, they made it to this final game. So the way it makes it complete to me, man, is go out there and finish the job, Washington, and shock the world in the sense of the Pac-12 going out on top of the mountain, man. I don't think there could be a better way for the Pac-12 to go out without other than having, you know, Washington win this thing, and the Pac-12 goes out as the last national champion because they took the conference away from them. So I think we're in for a really good football game. I really do. I don't think Michigan is gonna beat these guys really badly unless Washington makes a lot of mistakes, which they could. We saw them stumble into the national championship game, and Michigan had to get there in overtime against Alabama. So again, like, completely different ways that both of these teams got to this point, Mike.
So pardon me. Absolutely. Two different ways that they got to the national championship game, and it was exciting for sure. I mean, the late game drama with Washington and Alabama, you know, that the whole semifinal was appointment television. Like, I mean, the ratings were up, people were interested in what was going on, obviously, on the field. And I'll tell you what, Andy, the past few days, or just since the college football playoff was announced and the four teams were going to be, I've been sitting around just going, wouldn't this just be apropos that the Washington Huskies go out and give the Pac-12 one more football national championship as they wave and stick their middle finger up in the air to everybody else? And I don't mean to be so blunt like that, I guess, but I'm still dealing with my beloved conference coming to an end and everything that goes on around about that. But I do think this is going to be a very good game. This could be another who has the ball last kind of game, and make some plays and gets their team in a position to win. I'm very interested in the line of scrimmage battle, especially between Michigan's defensive line and Washington's offensive line. I mean, Washington's offensive line, I mean, I'm sure you know, Andy, I mean, they were voted or whatever the best offensive line in college football. Not that Michigan's offensive line is a bunch of scrubs at all. They are very, very, very good at what they do. So I think the game in the trenches is going to be something to watch. It's going to be something to watch how Michigan is going to defend Penix and those receivers that he has. Those receivers that he have are no joke. Everybody knows, you know, Odunze. I mean, that guy's a Sunday guy, Odunze is. And the rest of those receivers are no joke either. They can be Sunday guys as well. So there's a lot of battles in different parts of the game on Monday night that's going to be fun to watch. But I think at the end of the day, these are the two best teams in the country. You got one versus two, so it's going to be a battle for sure. And I make no apologies. I am pulling for the Pac-12 and the Washington Huskies on Monday night.
Look, I think offensively, Washington has a very big advantage. Their three receivers are all basically number ones. They've got a solid running game as well. And then I think Penix Jr. is probably the best player on the field, to be honest with you, Mike. His ability to deliver the deep ball, his ability to stay in the pocket and deliver balls late and also take the hit. I really like this kid a lot. So I really think Washington has a lot of advantages if they take advantage of stretching the field. I think that bodes for them extremely well. I think Michigan, when I look at their offense, man, I'm really trying to figure out how they're going to score points more so than anything. Whereas I know how Washington wants to score points, man. Like, Washington wants to get up and down that field. They want to make it a track meet. Michigan wants to make it ugly. They don't want to score a lot of points. They want to make it a defensive battle, like you're saying. But I just have a weird feeling that Washington is going to apply pressure, and they're going to keep the pace on them. And ultimately, that could bode extremely well for the Washington Huskies to go out there and win this football game. So I think it's tempo is going to be interesting to watch. Very interesting to watch.
Yep.
You know, defensively, I've actually been relatively impressed with Washington. You know, I usually call the Pac-12 teams soft. I say they play a little finesse style. Right. You know, I look at this team and they can kind of play both ways, Mike. They can bang it at you and they can go a little finesse. So I think the versatility of Washington is what I like more so than anything.
No, I'm right there with you in terms of the versatility that Kalen DeBoer and his Washington Husky squad bring to the table. Did they struggle at certain parts of the year with stuff? Yes. So, you know, I mean, I think people doubt Washington because of that a little bit, but their versatility, like you're saying, and I was going to allude to this after you're done anyways, with their versatility, they can up-tempo you on offense. They can sit there and grind it with you on offense and chew clock and milk clock and just not give you a chance to get the ball back. Defensively, you want to try and make it a track meet. We got athletes on the back end that can keep up with you. They got defensive ends that can get after the quarterback. They got defensive tackles that can plug the middle. It's not necessarily a contrast in styles, but it is between these two teams. But like you said, the versatility that Washington can come at you is something that I don't think enough people are talking about. And I think enough people aren't talking about it because Washington is in Seattle. It is on the West Coast. Not a lot of people have watched Washington, because of the West Coast thing. So it's not that it's a coming out party, but Michael Penix Jr., here's something you didn't mention, and I know you're aware of this. He can put that ball on a dime to whoever he wants it to. He is accurate. He has Drew Brees accuracy. He's a left-hander, which is a little different if you're a defender seeing that ball come off of Penix's hand. He can run around a little bit. Penix, you know, there's a reason he finished second in the Heisman Trophy. He's that good. He's that guy. So, you know, we'll see how it turns out for him at the next level. But as a college quarterback, I don't know if you can get any better than Michael Penix Jr. and what he has done this year. And then, look, don't forget about the Husky coach and his record since he's come to Washington and what he's done. It is unbelievable what Kalen DeBoer has done.
All right, so who wins the game? What's the final score in Mike Wilson's opinion?
Washington wins a score 38-35.
We're pretty much on the same page. I'm going to go with 37-31, let's say. 37-31, Washington gets it done. That's my humble opinion. All right, we got to take a break. I hear the music, so we'll come back. We'll continue the discussion about sports on the other side. I think we're going to get into some NBA. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf are pulling you through another one, people. Get at us if you'd like. You can always call us, holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on the XYZ. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, bro, we got to talk some NBA hoops. You and I haven't done it enough so far because obviously we're very interested in watching the football that's going on around us between the NFL and the NCAA. Obviously, it's heavy on our mind. But, dude, there's an NBA season going on as well, and the Boston Celtics are doing what they do. They're just kind of cruising along at 26-7, and you know, my Milwaukee Bucks are there, but they're really not. I'm just being straight and honest about it. Look, man, they got some serious issues. They got some problems. They got defensive nightmares. Nobody can defend on that team right now. And Giannis is working his tail off and looks great, but I don't know, man. It's not like I'm doubting what they did in the sense of, like, they had to make a change. They did. They had to make a change, right? But, you know, the changes they made with a new coach who's a rookie coach, and he really doesn't have a system in play. Like, let's keep it real. I think the guy's trying to figure it out on the fly, which to a certain degree I understand, and I can kind of appreciate it. But I also – I'm saying to myself, what the hell was the Milwaukee Bucks thinking, and what the hell were they doing going and getting this guy who has absolutely zero experience and doesn't know what the hell he's doing? Okay, so now we made that move, and we did that. We also made a big change in the roster with responsibilities on defense and how things are supposed to work, and we lessened our defensive position because of the guy that we got, but offensively we're so much better. Like, you would think that the balance would be there, but it's not. You know, the Milwaukee Bucks play close games with everybody. They play close games with the Chicago Bulls. They play close games with the Detroit Pistons, the Washington Wizards. They play close games with the San Antonio Spurs. Like, what I'm trying to tell you is that they don't blow anybody out. They don't scare anybody. You know, there's a lot going on, my friend. And the younger teams seem to have a big advantage, which is running up and down the floor on this old team that can't get back and defend. So I think they need to make a move, Mike, and the move they need to make is younger wing defender, and ultimately there could be a piece that has to be moved somehow, some way, whether it's a Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, Pat Connaughton, Campaign. I can keep going with my list of guys that I would move and figure out a way to better this team. Because at this point in time, they're going to win a lot of games. And they're going to fool a lot of people into thinking like they have a shot and they have a chance. When, quite frankly, I think they're playing a game of craps that doesn't necessarily bode well come playoff time. So, ultimately, they need to figure it out, and they need to figure it out quick. And if they don't, then next year, maybe even before, they need to get rid of this coach and they need to go in a different direction. That's where I am on the Milwaukee Bucks at this point in time. I've given it the time. I've let it happen. I've let it marinate in my brain. This team, the way they're constructed, they ain't going anywhere, Mike Wilson.
Well, here's what I'm hearing from you. It sounds like you're blaming, and I don't know if if the word blame is really the correct word, but the struggles that they've had are Adrian Griffin's, the rookie coach. Like, you're putting most of the blame on him. Or it kind of sounds maybe a little of both. You got players that are a little older, can't defend. You got Adrian, you got Griffin trying to, like you said, kind of fly by the seat of his pants a little bit. He's never done this. There's inexperience there. So have I hit it right in terms of what I'm hearing from you?
Look, Adrian Griffin is a big part of the problem. To me, at this level, all right, let me ask you a question. On the professional level, what is the coach's job really to you? I'm just curious. What is a coach's job at the professional level, in your humble opinion?
At the coach's at a professional level, one, it's managing egos. It's managing guys that are the best at what they do on the professional level. And that can be a tough thing. I mean, I just look at Phil Jackson, what he had to do to manage egos with Chicago, with the Chicago teams, the LA teams. And then it's trying to get buy-in from the guys that, hey, this is a team game. We need to work as a team to accomplish the goal that we want in June. In May and June. So those to me are, I mean, if you got a coach that can manage egos and they can get their team to play as a team and to buy into their roles on the team, you should be fairly successful. So I don't know what that is like in Milwaukee right now. I mean, look, Milwaukee's the, I believe they're still the second best team in the Eastern Conference behind Boston. And, you know, you and I have talked about it all year, and we expect Boston and Milwaukee to be, you know, playing each other in the playoffs at some point later in the year. But, you know, with the concerns that you have, it sounds like if Milwaukee makes the Eastern Conference Finals, you'd be like, holy, you know, like, oh my God, this is actually, it did happen. They did come together as a group, or, you know, those kind of things. So,
right.
I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong with what I'm hearing from you.
All right. So you pretty much hit the nail, like, literally on the head, my friend. Okay. Because in what you just told me, I didn't hear from you exactly what I didn't expect to hear from you. And you want to know what that was? That was, I didn't hear you talk about X's and O's at all. And quite frankly, brother, we're on the same frickin' page, okay? Because we're not talking X's right. and O's on the professional level. You're not teaching these guys anything. You're managing their frickin' ego, man. So I totally agree with you. We're 1,000% on the same page, okay? And for that matter, and that reason, that's why they had to get rid of Bud. And people that don't understand it, it's okay. You don't understand it. The message was stale, okay? The guys weren't buying into what he was saying anymore. Whether they were winning a lot of games and this and that and the other, they're going to win a lot of games just based on their talent. Like, we're seeing it this year, okay? Because they're not getting good coaching. So, with that being said, they need to figure out whether or not they want to move forward with Adrian Griffin. And if they don't, I think they need to make a move sooner than later. You know, we've heard other analysts talking about the situation there in Milwaukee. And they're starting to say the same things that I've been saying for a few weeks now. Like, I gave it 25 games because I wanted to give time for guys to kind of understand each other and know their role and get into this. It's a new job for everybody, this, that, and the other. But at a certain point, you got to say, look, man, it's not working. And what's not working? Well, it's sort of the same thing, man. The message from their leader is not resonating with the players. So you went from one guy that was unable to get the ear of his team to another guy that has not had the ear of his team from the get-go. So I think that they failed on this one, my friend. And you know who I wanted. I wanted Nick Nurse. And if it wasn't Nick Nurse, I wanted them to go get Doc Rivers. Well, Doc Rivers is now sitting in a booth enjoying his life, calling games and having no stress. So it just boils down to whether or not they're able to continue and proceed and see some kind of a change, which at this point, my friend, I don't think is going to happen. So, to your point about asking when you said if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, dude, you're reading me like a book, my friend, because at this point, I just want to see them make it out of the first round, okay? Like, I'm not even kidding. Getting out of the first round at this point, to me, for this Milwaukee Bucks team would be pretty good. So if they can get to the second round, oh my gosh, I'll be absolutely shocked and surprised as all hell at this point in time. Okay, I don't want to neglect the West because we spent so much time on the East, but Minnesota continuing to do what they do, and Oklahoma City now in the second spot. Denver is right there behind them. Mathematically, they're like identical, but for some reason they're a game and a half back, and Oklahoma City's two games back, but they're ahead of them. I got to understand how that looks, but anyway. And then the Clippers, bro, they're coming on, bro. The Clippers are playing a lot better. We didn't think that was going to work out so well. Now what do you think about James Harden with the Clippers?
Well, I mean, obviously it's working. They're winning. And you and I both know winning solves a lot, right? It quiets the noise, in my book, with a lot of things that are maybe going on behind the scenes or on the periphery of an organization. But at the same time, you got to give these players credit for coming together. I mean, I think they've won their last five in a row. I think they had gone on a 6 or 7 game win streak before that. Look, Harden, you know, as much as you and I will complain about Harden, he's so ball dominant. He does distribute the ball fairly well. Like he does do that, and I think he's figured out, oh, I got Paul George and Kawhi Leonard on my team. I don't have to score 30. I don't even have to score 25 or even 20. If Harden's scoring somewhere between 15 and 20 points and averaging 8 or 9 assists a game, the Clippers are going to be a tough out come playoff time. So, you know, you gotta give it where credit is due with them. And I think, you know, Ty Lue has a lot to do with that. You know, I know people like to sing his praises, but I don't think he gets praised enough in terms of how he can, what we were just talking about, manage egos. You want a guy that has to manage egos in this league? Holy smokes. Paul George, Kawhi, and Harden, especially Harden, that's a tough thing to do, and it's working out right now. So barring any injury, yeah, the Clips are going to be a force to reckon with. What do you think, Andy? I've been curious. What do you think about the hometown Phoenix Suns, man? What they're not getting done exactly?
Obviously, they've underachieved, and big reason for that is their big three can't stay on the floor together. We got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now.
It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Alrighty, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson with that, telling me something during the break about Draymond Green coming back for the Golden State Warriors. 12 games? Was that all he got, Mike?
Yeah, that is all he got. And I am actually a little surprised with this. I think he deserves to be sitting out more games with his track record. So, you know, you look at Dennis Rodman, another disruptor from the past. He got 25 games for kicking a cameraman next, you know, during a game. And Draymond gets 12, gets half that roughly for stuff that he's done over the course of his career. I'm not really taking the judicial system in the NBA all too seriously anymore.
Here's my thought on it, my friend. Look, the Warriors are in trouble, okay? The NBA knows that. And at the end of the day, they probably feel like, well, we made our point because the Golden State Warriors are on the outside looking in, and therefore, we don't want to totally take them out of things because you saw what they did to Ja Morant with the Memphis Grizzlies. Right. And that was something I wanted to ask you about, too, whether you thought the Grizzlies had a chance to get themselves into the play-in tournament, because at that point, I think that would be relatively impressive coming from where they're coming from. So, yeah, interesting how the guys decide to pull the strings for certain players here and there. All right, hear the music. We got to take that pause for the cause. Hour one in the books. Hour two on the horizon. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. 60 Republican congressmen led by new House Speaker Mike Johnson take time to tour the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas.
From California to Maryland, from Michigan to Florida, every state in America is now a border state.
Meanwhile, the White House is piling blame on Republicans.
Speaker Johnson continues with the House Republicans to make this a political issue.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republicans rejected President Biden's supplemental funding request, but Republicans argue there also needs to be significant policy changes to slow down the flow of immigrants. Colorado's Democratic Secretary of State says she believes former President Trump is an insurrectionist, while at the same time likely including his name on primary ballots in that state anyway. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold spoke out on Wednesday. At the same time, though, Colorado's deadline to finalize presidential primary ballots is Friday, and Griswold is not bound by a Colorado Supreme Court's earlier decision to keep Trump's name off the ballot, at least not yet. The issue is being resolved in the courts. Biden administration officials, including those at the U.S. State Department, say they don't know who was behind the attack inside Iran Wednesday that left 100 people dead. The Israel-Hamas war turning global continues to be a fear amongst those in D.C.
Both inside Israel, whether it be in the north or whether it be
in the West Bank or outside of Israel, in other countries in the region.
The death toll continues to rise in the wake of this week's large earthquake in Japan. There are now at least 73 people confirmed dead after the magnitude 7.5 quake shook western Japan on New Year's Day. Roughly 30,000 people have been forced to evacuate. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
The same global initiative under the UN, which sought to correct COVID disinformation online, is now shifting focus to combating climate disinformation.
At the Department of Global Communications, this will be a key preoccupation as we adapt the United Nations Verified Initiative.
The UN's Undersecretary for Global Communications, Melissa Fleming, she says the initiatives will be targeted at ensuring digital literacy for youth, as well as sending out UN info blasts about climate. Similar messaging efforts were taken during the COVID-19 pandemic. SpaceX founder Elon Musk is the focus of a National Labor Relations Board complaint filed against the aerospace company. The company is being accused of firing 8 employees who publicly criticized the billionaire tech entrepreneur and their boss in a 2022 letter. The letter was in relation to sexually suggestive tweets made by Musk, along with criticism about how his statements did not match with company policy. There's been no immediate response from SpaceX noted on the filing. Multiple charges against Jackson Mahomes, the brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, are being dropped by a judge in Kansas. He was accused of forcibly kissing the owner of an Overland Park restaurant back in 2023. Jackson Mahomes, now a social media influencer, still faces one misdemeanor, which will go to trial in March. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports.
Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. NFL Week 18 is here, people. And so much riding on the games today for many teams, whether it's draft order, whether it's getting into the postseason, whether it's getting a fat bonus for some guys like Clowney did the other day in the game when Pittsburgh was playing Baltimore and all of a sudden the guy's going crazy, his team's losing, but he's going nuts, he's jumping up and down, dude got a $750,000 bonus. I can understand why he was so excited. Week 18 is here. Mike Wilson, I'm excited, you're excited, the Pittsburgh Steelers get a W, they're most likely in the postseason, right? So at the end of the day, my friend, we have a great Week 18. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'll feel really good when or if my Miami Dolphins can get the number two seed by beating the Bills and maybe effectively knocking Josh Allen out, but we got lots of great matchups, so we might as well get to it and start talking about it, man.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, man, Week 18 is here. We know this. We've been talking about it for a long, long time. The NFL season comes and goes. It's so fast. It's so quick. It's like soap opera for men because at the end of the day, it's entertainment. It's entertaining as all hell, whether it's good play, bad play, whether it's bonehead coaching, whether it's missing, going for around fourth downs when you shouldn't be going for it, whether it's missing field goals, making field goals. It's the NFL, man. It's amazing. We got to take a break. On the other side, we're going to have none other than Ari Wolf, play-by-play guy for the Kansas City Chiefs in the preseason. He's all over the maps as far as it goes with calling games. We're lucky enough that he likes to make time for us on the program. So keep it close. Ari Wolf, American sportscaster on the other side with us here. Dorf on the Court, Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
All righty, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We are now going to be joined by American sportscaster Ari Wolf. Comes to us very often, to be honest with you. We're lucky as all hell. This guy makes time for us. It's his birthday, too, by the way, Mike Wilson, if you didn't know. So extremely lucky to have Ari joining us today, because I sure as hell know he's probably got better things to do than talk to us, but guy wants to talk sports, and I can't blame him. So good morning, Ari. Happy birthday, and welcome to the show.
Well, I appreciate that, Andy and Mike. Much appreciated. It's been a good start. I got woken up by my kids, and I had a donut for breakfast. What's more fun than that?
Hey, man, and by the way, If y'all don't know, Ari can afford to have that donut. The guy looks fantastic, by the way. So, dude's in great shape. You look like you could go out there and seriously kick some serious butt in just about anything you do, my friend. So, Ari Wolf, if you don't know, he is the Kansas City Chiefs play-by-play guy during the preseason. Hangs out with Trent Green and all those guys. And you know what? I got to start the conversation there, because I got to think that this is a much different year than you or anybody could have imagined for the Kansas City Chiefs, who, in a weird way, we're looking at their record, right? And they're 10-5 or 10-6, it is, and have a chance to be 11-6 on the year. But we're all like, what's going on with the Kansas City Chiefs? And I kind of want to get it from you. I know it's a different team than they've had in the past, but is this a much different spot than you thought the Kansas City Chiefs would be in at this point in time?
Boy, so going back to August and being there for training camp and then through the preseason, there was a lot of optimism that their young wide receiver core was going to develop into a really productive group. And that collectively, despite the fact that they didn't have a true alpha receiver, they didn't have a true number one, that when you combine their skill set and having Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, that this would be a team that could score a lot of points. That has not proven to be the case. The wide receiver group has been a huge disappointment. They lead the league in drops. And it's a team that we've seen escalating frustration from. We've seen glimpses of frustration from Mahomes like we've never seen before. And I think this has been a really challenging year for the team. And look, today's game for them means nothing. They're locked into the 3 seed. I still think nobody's excited to play the Chiefs in the playoffs, but I'm expecting a significant retooling of that wide receiver room before the start of the 24 season.
You know, Ari, we talk about these teams that are making the playoffs. Let's talk about a team that's not going to make the playoffs and maybe what they should do. Chicago Bears, you know, do they move on from Justin Fields and draft Caleb Williams or any one of the other quarterbacks that are going to be available to them, or do they stay put and keep Justin? Or, you know, what do you think they should do?
Well, as someone who is a real believer that Caleb Williams is a generational talent, to me it's a simple decision. Now, I do want to put a qualifier in here. The Justin Fields that we've seen over the second half of the season has been very good. I mean, he looks like a different quarterback than he's been throughout his NFL career. So I actually think his stock is rising, so there is value for him. Could they maybe get a second-round pick for him? I think you got to go get Caleb Williams. I think him is the face of your franchise. I think we've seen his leadership. He's very articulate. I think he can handle being the face of a franchise, because, guys, we know it's a lot more than football when you're the quarterback of an NFL team. There's so much responsibility on a quarterback. So I just think with the chance to get Caleb Williams, you have to do it. If they don't take him, I just think the only way you could consider not taking him is seeing what the trade market is like for that number one pick. Because I'm sure there are teams desperate to get their hands on Caleb Williams. But if it's me, I move Justin Fields and I take Caleb Williams. But I do think that if they want to be diligent in their process, you got to explore trading for that, trading that pick to get maybe a ton of resources, right? Some team might be willing to give up multiple first-round picks moving forward. A lot of people want Caleb Williams, so they're in a very desirable position. And I think the Bears have been one of the most improved teams over the last third of the season.
That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. We're talking, obviously, NFL football. Week 18 is here, people. It's absolutely insane when you think about it. All right, so I got kind of a little different take on Justin Fields than you do. I actually think the guy's all right, to be quite honest with you. And I think it's a lot of bad tutelage and coaching and what's going on there in Chicago, unfortunately. But when you look at their record, like at the end of the day, they're 7-9, and they've got a chance to play spoiler to my Green Bay Packers the same way that the Detroit Lions did last season. Hasn't Caleb Williams also come out and said, I don't want to go to Chicago, draft Marvin Harrison Jr.? I'm just curious, what would Justin Fields look like if he actually had some capable guys around him? So I know how we are in the sports world, Ari, where we want to be very quick to jump to something else or we jump on something. I think Justin Fields is going to be a really good quarterback in this league. I don't know if it's with the Chicago Bears or not, but I think we give up on guys maybe a little bit too quickly. And in this case, you're going to give up on this guy who's showing some, like you're talking about, he's showing some development and he's showing some promise, but you're going to give him up for a guy who you're going to have to go and hope in the next 2 to 3 years will kind of butt into something. Like, I guess I don't always agree with this. Let's start over. Let's get a new guy in there because it's not working with the current guy we have, instead of saying, hey, you know what? What we have in front of us might actually not be that awful, and it's what we're giving him instead of what he's not giving us. Does that make sense to you?
It makes a ton of sense. Look, that's the issue with the Bears. That organization has not been good over the last few decades, developing players, you know, using the draft to really build your team and have a group that you think if they continue to stay together has a chance to be pretty good. So I think, Justin, just like you said, I think he's been limited by the coaches around him and the players around him. So I do think if you put Justin Fields on a really good team, I think he looks like a significantly improved quarterback. So, you know, a part of me, you know, is rooting for Justin in this, and that the Bears, if the Bears do keep him, that first round pick, that number one pick has a lot of value. You could really overhaul that roster and put yourself in a position where you keep having first round picks, maybe even multiple first round picks. So in essence, if you're willing to even wait a year, you could probably the next year have two first round picks if Caleb doesn't, you know, if Caleb's a great, that's great. But if you have Justin Fields and you improve that roster, you've got a lot more chance to improve the overall team by keeping Justin and trading the pick. And look, we all like shiny new things. And I think that when we saw Caleb win the Heisman, everyone just started saying he's the next Patrick Mahomes. No one is the next Patrick Mahomes. We haven't seen Caleb Williams do it on an NFL field. So I think your argument has merit, and I think there's real debate in the Chicago Bears organization about what to do. This is not a no-brainer that some people think it is. If they go and beat Green Bay, I got a feeling that this is going to be a very tough decision for the Bears.
No, I agree 1,000%. Like, this is not cut and dry, man, because Justin Fields has opened eyes as to his play over the past few weeks, and the Bears are actually 7-9. That's not so terrible in today's NFL. We got to take a break. We'll continue rapping with Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with American sportscaster Ari Wolf, who you can see all over the map, Stadium Networks, ESPN, formerly of the Pac-12 Network, which, by the way, I got to give you a quick opportunity. I don't want this to go by. I mean, Washington playing Michigan in the national championship game, which will be Monday night. Can you think of a better way for the Pac-12 to go out, Ari, than for Washington to get it done over Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines?
Well, I would love that to happen for Washington. I am one of the people that is bitterly disappointed and upset at the way expansion in college football has developed. I think it's bad for anyone who loves college football that the Pac-12 will no longer be a part of it. I just think that I know that it's all about money, but I think the level of greed from these universities has actually really hurt and diminished the overall sport of college football. But on Monday night, and this is going to be, you know, a part of something that is really, really important to me, so I hope everyone hears this. To me, if in any given season any university admits to wrongdoing, or at least acknowledging that they didn't have good ethics in pursuing their football team to be the best they can be, if you've accepted punishment and had your coach suspended for 3 games, in my opinion, you should not be eligible to play for the national championship. And I feel really strongly about that. So if there is anything that's just in the world, Washington has to win on Monday night, because if Michigan wins, it sends the wrong message to everyone in college football.
You know, I can really respect that take. And I guess I'm going to say I'm a lot closer to feeling the way you do than other people do. But let's just play devil's advocate since you brought that up, okay? So in a weird way, like, Jim Harbaugh has taken this approach, it's us against the world, right? And let's just say that Michigan does pull it off and they win. And, you know, Mike was saying, like, Washington can raise their hands and give everybody the middle fingers. In a weird way, it would be the same exact thing if Michigan wins this. They could kind of say, like, hey, everybody, you know what? To you, we did it even though y'all didn't want us to, and all the scandal and this and that all happened. We made it through this on the other side, and we came out on top. So I kind of see it both ways. Do you get where I'm coming from with that?
I get where you're coming from, but again, let's just remember that Harbaugh was suspended for the first three games, too. He was not their head coach, at least on the field, for half of the regular season games. I just don't understand what kind of country we have where if you cheat, you're rewarded for it. I mean, this brings me back to a number of years ago when Julian Edelman was the Super Bowl MVP but had been suspended for the first four games of the season for using performance-enhancing drugs. If you are suspended for using performance-enhancing drugs, you should be disqualified to being the Super Bowl MVP. Look, I got kids. It's all about the messaging to what we want our kids, what kind of world do we want them to live in. And I just think right now it's win at all costs and that integrity and character don't matter, but they do to me. And so I feel very strongly that Michigan should not be eligible to win. I will be rooting for Washington like I've never rooted for the Huskies in my life.
Mike, give us your take on this real quick, because I want to throw something else at Ari completely off the subject of football because it's near and dear to our hearts, which would be some tennis stuff real quick. So give us your take on what we're saying here.
No, I 100%, 1,000% agree. Like it's one of those things to me where Ari's right. The messaging for the kids and other coaches will be far skewered if Michigan wins compared to Washington. I mean, I'm just going to be rooting for Washington just because I want the Pac-12 just to go out as champs and a few other, you know, unsavory kind of reasons. But, no, I absolutely agree with you.
So, next topic, Ari, because we got to touch on this because it's right around the corner, obviously, is the Australian Open. And I don't know if Mike knows this or not, but Rafa was trying to come back and winds up getting hurt in the last tournament. So Rafa withdraws, right? So that's kind of a hit on this one. Gregor wins a 250. I think that's his first time winning something in like 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, Ari, right? And then obviously Demonour in the top 10 this week. Coco wins. Iga wins her tournament. So there's a lot of good stuff coming here for the Australian Open, right?
A lot of great stuff. So it is, you know, it is devastating to anyone who loves and respects Nadal and knowing what he's been through to try to get back. His first two matches, he looked great, and he was enjoying himself on court in a way that I'd never seen. More smiles, seemed to just enjoy the process even more than ever. You know, he's normally so intense. I just watched those first two matches. There was a joy in his tennis that just made me so happy. So, you know, it is devastating to see now that he has, an injury. We don't know how soon he's going to be back. And you don't want to have the same kind of Federer ending, right, where he doesn't get to go out on his own terms. And I just worry that Nadal's body is not going to cooperate. So I'm super stoked for the season. We've already seen some great tennis, but my heart breaks for Rafa because I hope that he's able to have a year that he's proud of. But they're great. And Coco, you know, winning this title again is how she started last season, is a great start for Coco. I think that there's a lot of great stories. Obviously, tracking Novak, he has another chance now to go for the Golden Slam, which was something a few years ago he was pretty close to. So all eyes will be on Novak. I think Jannik Sinner, along with Carlos Alcaraz, makes men's tennis super exciting right now. I think the biggest question for me is the Australian Open draw is, where is Sinner in the draw? Is he on Djokovic's side or Alcaraz's side? Because that will have a huge impact on the tournament. But it's a great start to a season that I think has a lot of promise. I think that there are wonderful storylines, and I am very bullish on the future of pro tennis.
All right, we just had to sneak that in there, man, because if I didn't, I would have been disappointed at myself. And I know people, I do have some people texting me right now, and they're going, wait, tennis? You guys should be talking football. We are, man, but we just had to take a little bit of a little turn to get that in there because we got to let people know that we're in the know on basically everything, everybody, okay? So we know what's going on in Australia. We know what's going on in New Zealand. We know what's going on, and we're just trying to touch upon it. So jumping back to football, Week 18 is here. A lot of playoff implications, a lot of teams looking to help themselves, obviously, for the draft, this, that, and the other. Is there one game or two games that you're really looking at today, like – I know you're an Eagles guy, but you work for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Eagles have been down the last 4 or 5 weeks, whatever it is, 4 out of 5 weeks, not playing up to their standard and what we're accustomed to seeing them play, at least last year. How bad do the Eagles need this game today, in your opinion?
Well, I think they need it just for the psychology of the team. And frankly, it's not just who they need to win. It's how the win looks, right? Because even when they won 2 weeks ago against the Giants, if you're an Eagles fan, you didn't like leave watching that game feeling terribly optimistic. So I am of the deep concern that there's something going on in that locker room that's not right, because the body language of the players and their lack of enthusiasm on the sidelines to me is super noticeable. That there's some disconnect that's happening where it just doesn't seem like guys are rooting for each other in the way that I'm accustomed to seeing this group of Eagles together. And I'm the biggest Jalen Hurts fan ever, but I think his leadership needs to grow a little bit. I think he needs to be more vocal during the week. And I realize his whole thing is I'm the same guy no matter what. But, you know, extraordinary circumstances call for leaders to do exceptional things. So something's going on there. They need to connect again. Look, there is time. We all know in football you can have just one great drive or one incredible play can change the mood of a team. So, look, there's still opportunity in front of them, but as someone who's watched every Eagle game, every snap, it doesn't look good right now. It's hard to believe that this is a team that's going to get back to the Super Bowl. So that game means a lot. I do think the game of the weekend, and I'm not alone, is Buffalo-Miami. The stakes are huge. You know, Buffalo with a win, incredible story. You know, the Dolphins, unfortunately, the injuries on the defensive side of the ball have made them vulnerable. Had they stayed healthy, I really thought they were a contender to go to the Super Bowl. I don't think when you lose as many defensive starters and impact players that it's just not your year. That's not the way football works. But that Buffalo-Miami game and the fact that they scheduled it for the Sunday night game, what a great game to finish the regular season with so much at stake.
Real quick, Ari, because we're just up against the break. Hey, DeMarco Ryans, is he the coach of the year? What he's done down there in Houston?
Yeah, look, I love him. There's something about that guy, right? We were just talking about chemistry, body language. That guy, he's the 2024 kind of coach the NFL wants. He's relentlessly positive. He's a relatable coach. He's got a fantastic smile. He's got charisma. He's got those guys believing. They got something real going on down there. They will be a dangerous team next week in the wild card round.
I can't wait to break down the games with you because that's what we're doing on the other side. A lot of interesting matchups today when you look at some of them because playoff implications for a lot of them. Falcons and Saints, Buccaneers and Panthers, the Bears and the Packers, right? There's so many. The Eagles and the Giants, not for the Giants, but for the Eagles, maybe win the division. The Cowboys have that game against the Commanders, right? And then you just mentioned the Bills and the Dolphins. We got ourselves one hell of a Week 18 that I can't wait to come back and break down with you guys. So keep it close, people. We're going to come back, give you our analysis on what we think happens in today's games. Mike Wilson, Ari Wolf, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through each and every Sunday, live always from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure you adjust your clocks wherever the heck you might be in the world. We are lucky enough to be joined by American sportscaster Ari Wolf, who obviously it's his birthday, and we appreciate him coming on with us. We do have a caller that wants to jump on real quick. He's a regular caller, and I hate to not let people come on when they are waiting on the line for 15 or 20 minutes like MISM does for us. So MISM, that's Mitch in Santa Monica for Ari, who doesn't know. What's on your mind today, man? We're squirrels just living in your world, man. So what's up?
Well, first of all, happy birthday, Ari. And if you're living in my world, dude, happy New Year's, guys. I hope you guys had a really nice New Year's Eve last Sunday. I know I did, in a garden with about 18,000 of my nearest and dearest, experiencing the ultimate of game henge, and if you know, you know. But right now, there ain't no place I'd rather be than with Ari, MJ, and the host of Dorf on Sports, my good buddy Andy. Guys, this is week 18. I am so excited to be here. Ari, I couldn't agree with you more. The Eagles need today more than possibly any other team. Sure, there's some winning get in, you know, like the Packers. But in terms of teams who may have realistic chances, especially during the season, of making the Super Bowl, the Eagles, I mean, they are literally right now Rocky Balboa in Rocky 1 with Apollo Creed just banging away on him. I mean, I don't see how they're going to get up. They need this win bigger than ever. So, Ari, I got a big question. I'm in my pool. Since you're a big Chiefs, since you're a Chiefs guy. Chiefs, 1.5 underdog against the Chargers. Who do I pick?
Look,
at the end of the day, I still think you got to go Chiefs. You know, I think the Carson Stick story's been kind of cute. I always like guys who, you know, don't come from big schools, who, you know, weren't high picks. He's shown some flashes. But I think the Chargers will struggle to score points against the Chiefs. I think that I just feel like the Chiefs, this is another one of those kind of get-right situations. I know they're not going to play all their elite foundational players. But I know Andy Reid. Andy Reid tries to win every preseason game. Like, he never goes into anything without trying to win. He and I have joked around about that. You really do play to win. That's the American way. We don't play to just compete. We play to win. So, despite the fact that the Chargers at home, they won't. We all know they don't really have a home field advantage. There'll be a ton of Chiefs fans there who didn't know that this game would end up being meaningless. So, I still think the Chiefs get the win. And I think for the Chiefs getting that 11th win, and they now have guaranteed 8 straight AFC West titles. Even if they're not Super Bowl bound this year, I just think that this is a team that in the last week of the season, they'll find a way to win.
All right, MISM.
I think going on to your point, Ari, if you don't mind me, Andy, is that, you know, remember, even if all these teams may be playing their second stringers, or if you want to call them scrubs, there are no scrubs in the NFL. The guys who are playing today, they're playing for contracts for next year. They want spots on the roster. So it's time to impress. So there could be some very interesting games with these guys who don't necessarily get the time to play. They're going to play their tails off and really impress for next season.
Okay, so with that being said, MISM, I want to ask you this because I know you're a diehard Green Bay Packer fan, just like I am. You made a great point. Certain guys playing for certain things. Justin Fields being one of those guys. How do you feel about your Green Bay Packers at home for the second straight year with an opportunity to go to the postseason if they win this final game?
Well, if there was an NFL storyline that they'd like to almost see, it's having the Lions deny the Packers a playoff spot and to vault themselves into winning the division the following year and building off that. Having the Bears with the number one pick do the same thing is probably almost a bookend of storylines of going into Lambeau. Do I think it's going to happen? I'm scared as heck. Do I want it to happen? Absolutely not. And I am waiting and waiting for Jay Love, by the way, to get 225-plus yards and eclipse every single season Bear quarterback mark in the history of Bear football. Jay Love, number 10, is the real deal, and I am really looking forward to him having most, if not all, of his weapons back and healthy and just destroying the Bears, and the Bears going back to, by the way, we owe you. We owe you, Chicago. We owe you. And the Bears still...
Hey, appreciate the call from MISM, but we got to get through this stuff. That guy, if you can't tell how passionate that guy is, Ari, he's an insane fan, and that's kind of what we like. Okay, so Browns playing the Bengals. Browns playing for absolutely nothing. Bengals playing for a little something. I got to think that this game means a whole heck of a lot more to Cincinnati. I'm going to take Cincinnati to get this done at home. Ari, what say you?
Again, I realize that the Bengals, you know, have more to play for, but the Browns are hot, you know. I just think they've got, their defense is great, and their backups are good on defense. I think this is actually going to be a very close game. I do think the Bengals win, but I think the Browns will be surprisingly competitive. And if you're a gambler, I say take the Browns and the 7.5 points.
I agree with that. Mike, what say you?
Well, I'll make it a trifecta. I think Cincinnati will win this, but it is going to be close. I think 3 to 6 points somewhere in there.
Vikings and the Liedowns. Well, the Liedowns had a terrible thing happen to them in Big D last week. I think they're going to rebound, and they're going to play with conviction this week, and they can knock the Vikings out, right? And they can continue to kind of get themselves right after a really bad loss. I like the Lions to get this done at home. Ari?
I think you're onto something there. We've seen after their losses earlier this year that Detroit has bounced back big time. Remember, they got blown out by the Ravens, and then they came back next week and looked like the Lions. So I'm with you. I think the Lions, in a game where they don't have a ton to play for in terms of seeding, I just think it's important for them to get a win. I mean, what a season. If they get a win to finish at 12-5, I mean, we're talking about coaches of the year. Dan Campbell has to be one of the candidates as well.
Yeah.
Mike, who you got?
No, I got the lie downs in this. I think they just want to get right after last week's just stunning turn of events. So I'll go with the Lions.
Jaguars and the Titans. Tannehill going for the Titans, and Trevor Lawrence going to be back for the Jaguars. No Christian Kirk, though, I believe. However, I'm going to say I like the Jaguars. This is a must win. This is why you get Trevor Lawrence to go out there and win these big games. I got the Jags winning on the road and winning that division, Ari.
Yeah, look, if the Jaguars don't win, there's going to be some tough soul-searching, not about the quarterback. Everybody knows Trevor's their guy, but you know what went so wrong? This is a team that was 8-3 and looked like a candidate to be the number one seed. So, to me, this is like bigger than just a single game. The Jaguars have to find a way to win this game. They have to get into the playoffs because they want to keep this thing going. At the end of last year, everybody thought, well, this is a team on the rise. We felt that way through 11 weeks. So this is a really big game today for the Jaguars. I expect Coach Peterson and the Jaguars to deliver.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got the Jaguars. And I don't know, we could be looking at Mike Vrabel's last game in Tennessee, which would be kind of shocking to me.
Jets play the Patriots, maybe Belichick, since we're on that theme. Maybe Belichick's last game with
right.
the Patriots.
Yep.
You know, and the Jets have been pretty lousy this year. The Patriots have been pretty lousy. I think Bill Belichick wants to go out with a win. I'm going to take the Patriots to get it done at home against the Jets, Ari.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Do you think that the fans are going to act like it's his last game? Is there going to be like a real outpouring of love and support that we want Belichick back, or some of the fans ready to turn their back on him? It's going to be interesting to see what the atmosphere is like, and you know, it's really a fairly meaningless game, but I think the Patriots find a way to win in what might be the final home game of an illustrious career for Coach Belichick.
Mike, who you got?
I actually got the Patriots winning big today.
Okay. Falcons play the Saints. This is another matchup of win and get yourself into the postseason type thing. The Saints are playing without Alvin Kamara. The Falcons are playing. I think Dennis Ritter's back. No, Taylor Heineke is going to play for them. So, this is going to be an ugly game, but I'm going to take the Saints to get it done at home. Ari, who you got?
Yeah, the Saints have been one of the most inconsistent teams all year, but they're coming off one of their best wins of the season in Tampa. So I think it's the Saints at home, and they get it done.
Mike?
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with the Saints as well. I don't trust either team, but New Orleans is different at home, so I'll go with the Saints.
Buccaneers play the Panthers. Look, Buccaneers laid an egg last week, but we know how this week is, how this league is. It's week to week. They got the Panthers this week. That's good for them. I'm going to take the Buccaneers to win the division on the road. Ari, who you got?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, there probably won't be 35,000 people at the game, so there'll be no home field advantage for the Panthers. It's been a long, trying season for them. I think the Buccaneers hopefully put last week behind them. I think the resurgence of Baker Mayfield has been a really nice story. He gets a win, they win a division, and he ends up getting a nice new contract at Tampa Bay.
I agree with that. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got the Bucs as well.
Bears playing the Packers. It's Jordan Love's time, man. I think we learned from our mistakes of losing to Detroit last year. The Packers get the win against the Bears in an absolutely fantastic football game where Justin Fields proves to the Chicago Bears that he belongs in this league. But I'm taking the Packers. Ari, who you got?
Yeah, I'm on the opposite side on this one, my friends. I've got the Bears winning. They are hot. I think they're feeling good. You know, they've been owned by the Packers for so long that I think the opportunity to keep the Packers out of the playoffs, you're going to have a very motivated team. And Justin Fields, you know, he's not immune to hearing what everybody's talking about, whether or not they're going to keep him. It's a huge, important day for him. He gets a win. And he will solidify his opportunity to probably stay in Chicago with a commanding performance or at least increase his trade value with a big performance. I'm taking the Bears in an upset.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, hey, I'm going to go with Green Bay at home, man. And Brad and Jordan Love goes into the offseason with a nice win, with a winning record.
Broncos and Raiders. I got the Raiders. I just don't like what's going on in Denver at all, and I do like what's happening for Antonio Pierce with the Raiders. I got the Raiders, Ari.
Well, my final take is on Sean Payton, so I'll hold off on my thoughts on him, and I'm taking the Raiders to win.
Mike, who you got?
I'll make it a trifecta. I'll go with the Raiders on this one.
All right, Eagles and Giants. I got to take the Eagles in a get-right game. Who you got, Ari?
Yeah, I'm with you. If they can't get right today, they're not going to get right. This is the opportunity to do it. I'd really like to see especially a really efficient, strong performance from Jalen Hurts so they can build a little momentum for the playoffs.
Mike?
Yeah, Eagles big today. I think they win big.
Seahawks and Cardinals. I'm going to take the Cardinals, guys. I think it's just tough to play them in the desert. Seahawks are kind of reeling a little bit. I know they're hanging on by a thread, but it would make the Cardinals season to not let them make the postseason. I've got the Cardinals, Ari. Who you got?
Yeah, I got the Cardinals. Look, I learned a lot about the Cardinals watching them last week. I mean, they went with a game plan that really was heavy on the run game. Didn't put Kyler Murray in a position to really make any bad mistakes. He managed the game nicely. I think they got a little bit of momentum. I'm with you. The Cardinals win at home.
Mike, who you got?
I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to go with the Sea Chickens, the Seahawks this week.
Okay, Chiefs and Chargers. I got the Chiefs. Who you got, Ari?
Yeah, I got the Chiefs for reasons we spoke about a little while ago. I just think that the Chiefs, it's important for Andy Reid and them to get things going in a really positive direction. They'll find a way to win, but it'll be a close game.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I'll go with the Chiefs. Chiefs just have too much talent for the Chargers.
All right, Rams and 49ers. I'm going to take the Rams because this game means absolutely nothing to either one of these teams. Who you got, Ari?
Yeah, this one's kind of a funky one, right? Because we're not expecting the quarterbacks to play, right? So I just think the Niners at home have been very good. I think the Niners find a way to win.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, San Francisco all day today.
Cowboys, Commanders. I got the Cowboys. Ari.
Well, you know, that's the consensus pick, but this is a game where I would take the Commanders in the points. The Cowboys with Dak have traditionally underachieved in sort of games that they're just supposed to win. They've really struggled on the road. I think the Cowboys win, but it'll be by single digits.
Mike, who you got?
This is my upset of the day. I'm going to go with the Washington Commanders today. They get it done.
All right, Bills
well, just
and Dolphins.
Mike, I'm sending you a hug for that as an Eagles fan. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
All right, Bills and Dolphins. I'm going to take the Bills to get it done against the Dolphins. Ari, who you got?
You know, watching the in-season Hard Knocks on the Dolphins, I've completely fallen head over heels in love with Coach McDaniel and everything the Dolphins are doing. I appreciate Josh Allen and the Bills. I think their resurrection's been great, but my heart's pulling for the Dolphins. I've got the Fins winning at home.
Who you got, Mike?
Tua goes big today. Miami wins.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Come back with parting shots. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling.
We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Alrighty, welcome back in. Final time today here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Got to thank Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, on his birthday for joining us. Fellas, parting shot time. Ari, real quick, you're up.
Well, I was gonna use this time to go after Jim Harbaugh and Michigan, but we discussed that. To me, it's really Sean Payton. What a mess he's made of the Russell Wilson situation. I'm incredibly disappointed with how he's managed this year. He was hypercritical of Nathaniel Hackett. And for my money, Sean Payton was a disaster this season for the Broncos. That's my parting shot. Enjoy the final NFL
Mike,
Sunday
season,
everyone. Let's go, Washington. Let's go, Dogs. Bring it in, Pac-12.
Let's go, Green Bay Packers. For Ari, for Mike, for Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. 60 Republican congressmen led by new House Speaker Mike Johnson take time to tour the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas.
From California to Maryland, from Michigan to Florida, every state in America is now a border state.
Meanwhile, the White House is piling blame on Republicans.
Speaker Johnson continues with the House Republicans to make this a political